Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I didn't discuss the Michigan primary, at least from a Republican point of view, because there's nothing to discuss. I mean, the only thing we could possibly discuss is how badly would Trump beat Nikki Haley. Trump got almost 70% of the vote. Oh, and Nikki Haley got 30%. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. Nikki Haley didn't get 30% because Democrats, like they did in South Carolina, supported her. The rhinos supported her. Whatever elements that they wanted to make you believe that Nikki Haley was, ooh, she's still competitive. She's not going to win a state. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, before I begin, Linda, I'm not going to say her last name. Linda has been one of my longest supporters. I hardly ever talk about her. But she... I know I've spoken about it on the radio a few times, but it's been a while. But Linda has been the most... She participates in everything. She buys merch. She's in Backstage Club. More than enough to be in Backstage Club. And she supports the radio show, everything. I won't say her last name, but Linda F., you know who I'm talking about. You are amazing. And was looking over the numbers, and, you know, we should be telling people about folks like you who are the true warriors. I tell people all the time, it's really the conservative women who I think are going to save the country. And I don't mean it like we don't have a voice or whatever, but people are used to men standing up and doing whatever, but they're not used to women really stepping up. And I think the real Amazonians of the world are conservative women. So women like Linda and Ann and Carol and Andy's wife, you know, Elise and my other buddy Andy's wife, Liz, and others. These are the ones that I think are making it. And there's many others that support what we do. I'm naming a few. Bob's beautiful wife. And I could, as I said, I can go on. But I can't say enough about you, honestly. And I mean it sincerely. So thank you guys for the support. And Linda, you've been with me for a long time. Anyway, when you look at any numbers involving Haley, you can't take them at face value. Because as I said, the Democrats and the rhinos so want her to be a player. She's the last bastion to get Trump, at least politically. She's it. And of course she's hanging around because she's hoping for an indictment, which still wouldn't make her the person who wins. But she's going to hang in there just like Kasich did in 2016 and Ted Cruz to some degree. But she's not a real player. She's a Hail Mary throw for the Republicans and the Democrats in a last-ditch effort. And let me tell you, I have never seen such vitriol against a single man. Nancy Pelosi, he must not become president again. Bob Biden, he must not. We can never let him back in. These are people that you would think Donald Trump was the second coming of Hitler, the way they talk about him. And all he did was build this economy to one of the strongest in modern history. And we can't let that happen again. Lord knows if he brings down inflation and brings down the interest rates and makes America great again and people can pay their bills, and you know, God forbid we let that happen. I mean, I don't know who's running Trump's PR campaign, but holy cow, man, it's lots of stuff there. And we aren't even talking about the negatives. I'm talking about a Biden, the things that are going to plague him. I'm not buying that Nikki Haley can get 30% of the Republican. They want us to believe that if you don't pick Nikki Haley, boy, you're going to lose a big fraction of the vote. I don't believe that for a second. I really don't. But let's play the game. Let's pretend that Haley did get 30% of the vote. Simple question. Can Trump win some of those people over? I think it's as equally simple of an answer. Of course he can. No problem. What percentage of that? We talked about it coming out of South Carolina where Haley supposedly got 39% of the vote. in three heavily Democratic counties. She got 39% of the vote. I don't believe for a second the Republican Party is not minimally 80% for Donald Trump. I don't believe it for a second. But anyway, Nikki Haley gets her 39% in South Carolina, gets her 20%, whatever she got, 30% here. And if you want to look at those numbers, fine. But when they did the exit polling, Trump's people are the most dogmatic in support of their candidate, of anybody. I believe in history. I really do. Joe Biden, though, let's look at his numbers. A sitting president shouldn't have competition, especially the 81 million vote man, right? So Marianne Williamson got 2% of the vote. Dean Phillips got 2% of the vote. And 13% of the vote went to undecided, uncommitted. So Biden ended up with, I think, roughly 81% or something. So we'll check the math. But 13% of them were uncommitted. So if that's the case, then, and he only got 81% of the vote, that's a lot for a guy. He's the only one in the race. And 13% of the people go, nah. And I didn't look at the actual numbers, but I would venture to tell you it's going to be less in Michigan for the Democrats than what's for the Republicans. Because I know Trump made a comment that more people voted in the South Carolina primary than ever before. You guys can look it up. I don't know for sure. 13% undecided. They called it a protest vote for Biden. But I have a question for you. Who has the better chance of strengthening his voter base, Trump or Biden? So Donald Trump loses, you know, doesn't have the votes of whatever Nikki Haley. What are those people going to do? They going to Biden? You could argue, well, Kevin, they're Democrats, they're rhinos. Yeah, but they're realists. They're going to go in and pull the lever for somebody. Now, you could argue as well, they're not going to vote. Okay. But who's got the best chance of getting those people to vote and support the base? And before you answer that, I want you to consider all the factors. But this is the major factor you should consider. Will Trump eventually get the support of the Republican Party? I mean, at some point, the rhino faction has to say, look, this is our guy. What's happening with the Democrats? Do you think that they're... I don't know how much more you can support Joey Demente. So what are the chances that he's going to start losing support versus gaining support? See, I have a theory. I think Trump's going to start getting a lot of support, and I think Biden's going to lose his.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I know, folks, it is a sad day for my audience today. I've already started getting the messages. You've dreaded this day, dare I say, for an entire month. It is the end of Black History Month. Welcome, folks, Kevin Jackson to you, listening to, I should say. And you may be talking to me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Yes, the end of Black History Month, but hey, feel good this year, folks. You white people got an extra day to pay homage to black folks. Yep, that's a good thing. Because sometimes you wait to the end and, you know, like writing that term paper in college or that project, you wait a little too long. Well, this year you got an extra day. So kudos to you, because I know you got that assignment done. What did you learn this year during Black History Month? Surely there's a lesson in all of this for you. You know, because you have this, what, racism you're not aware of. You've got this institutional racism and things where you oppress black people, and this month is the one where you get to go, you know, you assuage your guilt. You're like, listen, we've had a terrible past, and I keep trying to make amends. So what did you learn? The rich history of how black people built America. I mean, come on, you remember some of it, right? If I ask you to name five blacks of consequence in American history, I'm going to start you out. Okay, Crispus Attucks, the mulatto, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, George Washington Carver. Give me one more. One more. You got one more? Okay, good. It's probably, four or five more than we can name of the Asians that have contributed to America, or the Mexicans. But anyway, we've got a whole month to think about it. And I will tell you this. Aside from the handful of black folks that we all have learned about in high school, for the most part, maybe you've learned others. Maybe you've studied more and you even know about McCoy and some other folks, some other prominent black people, Maggie Walker and others. But here's the one thing that I do know that I have taught you this month in Black History Month, in this particular year. Black people don't shoplift. That's right. Google it. Google shoplifting. Google pictures. And do shoplifting and watch what you find. You find out that you white people are the biggest shoplifters on the planet. And you also do a lot of looting. I didn't realize that. What else are we going to expect during Black History Month? Well, we will revert back to white shows, I guess, right? Cable channels can now go back to showing white stuff. Every commercial doesn't have to have a black woman, you know, married to a white dude that she bosses around. I don't know. What are we going back to now that Black History Month is? I mean, we got a lot to think about. Lives are going to change in a day. I'm glad, you know, it's funny because without this extra day, I hadn't thought about all the changes, but now I get a little bit more time to contemplate what we need to be thinking about. I know this, Al Sharpton came out the other day. I talked about it yesterday. And he said, anybody that supports Trump, well, you got a problem. Do we have that clip?
I repeat, the insult of saying that black voters would in some way be enticed to support him because he had a mugshot, like all of us are criminals, or to say that because he has four indictments, one of which, or really two of which, both Georgia and the federal around him trying to rob votings when we had to fight. People were bloodied, beaten, and killed to get us the right to vote. And one person, one of his supporters, got on Fox News saying blacks love him because of the sneakers. So let me get this right. He didn't support George Floyd Justice and the Policing Act, Biden did, and signed an executive order. He didn't support the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. But we're supposed to go for sneakers and a mugshot. And those blacks that are standing there with him, have you no shame?
Well, there you have it from the Reverend Al Sharpton. Have you no shame? Black people who support Trump? And this is a dude who falsely accused people of having raped Tawana Brawley. But he wants to tell you, have you no shame? This is a person who is absolutely destroyed many within the black community who buy into his victimization mentality. But he asked us, do we have any shame? Unbelievable. It's fun to watch. Black History Month for me is, obviously it comes around every year. And I mock it. I mock it because I just don't believe in it. And it isn't that I don't believe in honoring the deep, rich history that blacks have made in America. I do. But I think you can honor it by just being a good American. See, what blacks on the left want to do is, it's funny too, because they take the people that have conservative principle, the people of principle, and they make it about, this is the black race. Rosa Parks would absolutely condemn what is happening in the black community today, as would any of the first. Jack Johnson would look at these Negroes and go, I want no part of what you do. Think about what Jack Johnson, this is the first black heavyweight boxing champ that was a black man. And he dated a white woman when you could get lynched for this. And do you think he would buy into this nonsense? I mean, this is a guy that was doing stuff that he wasn't supposed to be doing, years before, he looked at his humanity and said, I don't care what y'all think of me. I know what I think of me. He wasn't waiting for people to line up behind him. I can tell you this. My grandparents told me many blacks were like upset with Jack Johnson. They were like, you making it bad for all of us because you out there dating white women and living a life. And Jack Johnson was like, I don't care what y'all think. I tell you what, you want to talk about a hero to me? That's what I look at. That is a guy that says, I could have towed the line. I could have probably done things by the book, would have made my life easier, but he didn't do it. Because he says, I'm not sacrificing the little life that I get here for what you think, what the way you want me to think, the way society's conforming is. That is what, quite frankly, every black conservative looks at. A black conservative doesn't look at color. Jack Johnson didn't look at his wife as a white woman. He looked at his wife as a woman that he wanted to marry, wanted to date. You're not going to stop me, society. Think about that. That's the pride that should be coming out of Black History Month. I ask you, what do you think that blacks really are getting something out of Black History Month? Other than a reinforcement of, oh, look at how bad y'all been treated, black people. It's not a prideful thing where the nation celebrates and I'm sure there are people that would disagree because they're caught up in all the hoopla, but I'm saying I don't ever feel like we've left, Black History Month has given us something where people just go, wow, let's be proud of all the contributions of blacks and let's forget about the things of the past and move forward. I don't get that at all. I think most of you feel the same. It's meant to be a reminder of just how bad white people are and supposedly what America hasn't given the blacks.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's a big day at the U.S.-Mexico border. Our current president and the former both visiting Texas today.
Dual border visits today in Texas. President Biden scheduled to head to Brownsville, where there have been limited illegal crossings. Former President Trump heading to Eagle Pass, a hotspot, which has seen thousands and thousands of illegal crossings.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden's physician is confirming his fitness for duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. The president did not undergo a cognitive test, the White House citing doctors' advice that it was unnecessary. Political polling shows many American voters expressed doubts about Biden's suitability for office due to his advanced age. And it's leap day, February 29th. We won't see another one for 4 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, non-high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome to the folks at KFOY in Nevada. Happy to be part of the America Matters family, so feel free to reach out to me anytime. 844-551-8255 or the Kevin Jackson Network. The Kevin Jackson Network. And for my fans in St. Louis at KRTK, I'm happy to have been part of that family for some time. I know many of you don't get up early enough to hear the show, but you do hear me on Brian Evans' show on Mondays, rather. But I'd love to contact you as well, so please reach out. Again, the Kevin Jackson Network, or you can give me a call at 844-551-8255. I want to talk about the way the left thinks about your money. And I'm going to play this clip. This is the guy's Congressman Bennett, and he wants Ukraine funded. And he sees no other way. He says this is a matter of life and death for America that we fund Ukraine. Now, we've had no dog in this fight. I mean, other than the CIA getting involved in 2014 and ousting a president at the time who was, you know, who was probably favorable to Russia. And they got rid of him. And look, I don't know what the foreign policy issues were there. Maybe that was a good thing, maybe it wasn't. I'm beginning to believe with this government it probably wasn't, because it was during the time of Obama. But for whatever reason, they did. Now, they want to disavow and act like, oh, it's no big deal. But now we've got Crooked Joe, who's got money tied up in Ukraine. And of course, if we learn all we need to know there, he would not only be impeached, he would probably be jailed or put in front of a firing squad because he's a traitor. He and his son have been profiteering on the American taxpayers. And we've sent well over $100 billion. I mean, some estimates are closer to $200 billion. So we could have bought Ukraine for that kind of money with their GDP being at their height. $156 billion is what I remember reading about. But I know this. We've given them enough money to fund their nation for a year. We could have just purchased them. And now this guy, Congressman Bennett, says we should just send more money. And I love how he puts this. At the very end, you'll hear him say, Zelensky has earned it. I'd love to know how Zelensky earned it.
House speakers have traditionally gone, for years and years, have gone to the Munich Security Conference where Zelensky was making that appeal. This speaker, Mike Johnson, was in Mar-a-Lago and is clearly listening to Donald Trump.
And while you were at the Munich conference, and while we had a bunch of military people and politicians, Putin was executing Navalny while we were in Munich. he was executing Navalny, because he was saying, what you care about doesn't matter to me. I can act with impunity. And this is not about, you know, being tough. It's not about tit for tat. It's about recognizing that Putin believes that democracy is on the line here and he's winning. Xi Jinping recognizes democracy is on the line here and they are winning. Like it or not, this is the one, literally, the one place in the world that can show them that they're wrong. And Zelensky has earned it. The sacrifice that the American people, or that the Ukrainian people, have suffered in this war on their behalf, yes, on our behalf as well, is more than anybody could have asked of them, and they have fought magnificently. And all we have to do is send them $60 billion more dollars, and they can begin to unleash the kind of weapons that you're talking about. I don't know what the final outcome is going to be here, but I know that they deserve our support, and I know our own national security interests, most important, would be served by our supporting them and would be deeply undermined by us turning the other way. And that's what Putin is expecting. We have to show him he's wrong.
They have fought magnificently, and all we have to do is give them $60 billion more of your tax dollars, and they will. We don't know what's going to happen. They may still lose, but we will have given them money, and they will have fought the good fight. Wow. I mean, that's essentially what he said. We don't know. We don't know if they can win. Quite frankly, don't know, don't care. But it'll be a good fight because, see, those munitions are going to come from us. We will be supplying those, and that's a good thing. That's going to go into the American economy. So what did people lose their life? You know, look, this is a simple thing. Zelensky has already said he's willing to let bygones be bygones. I read it. I haven't seen it talked about much, but he's ready to surrender. I've seen this multiple times. But what do we really know? I'm being honest with you. I'm asking you a very honest question. What do you know about Ukraine? Are we winning? Are they winning? Are they losing? Where's our money going? I know this. I saw that a general stole $1 million. They had it in shoeboxes. You think he's the only one? I've heard they're buying yachts. They're buying islands. They're buying stuff in Dubai with our tax dollars. Would it surprise you to learn that that's a fact? I don't have any information saying that it is. I'm just saying, if you learned that all those things were happening, would you be like outraged and like, I can't believe it? Would you be incredulous? Like, what? Or would you go, you know what? I believe it, because I'm going to tell you where I'm at. I believe that money is going to one of the most crooked regimes ever. And what Zelensky managed to do that his boss couldn't do. And kudos to Ukraine for putting a comedian, and, you know, probably a very talented entertainer in the office, because he's been very good at fleecing us to get money out of us for nothing. And for all we know, Russia and Ukraine are winking at each other going, well, let's just pretend to fight. You blow up a field, we'll blow up some things. We'll stage some people dead on the street. And you know what? The West will just throw money at us. If Tucker Carlson's visit to Russia was any indication, I remember growing up thinking the Russians had nothing in their stores. They waited in lines for bread and vodka and toilet paper. And it could be true. But I can tell you this, that's not happening today. They didn't put a grocery store together and let Tucker go in there and go, this is the only one of these that will have everything available. Tucker was like, no, it's like walking through a mall before you get to the grocery store. They seem to be very capitalistic over there. And why wouldn't you be when you're getting our money easily, free? It's insane what we're watching happen. We have zero accountability in Ukraine. I don't care what the government tells you. Oh, military people met and did this, and while they were executing Navalny, you know, Johnson was meeting with Donald Trump. Okay, so the Speaker of the House is meeting with the top contender to be president again. And you've got a problem with that. And by the way, guess what? These guys are more concerned with Russian dissidents than they are with veterans in America, than they are with the poor in America, than they are with closing the border. And look at the border issue right now. Oh, that's Donald Trump's fault. Do you believe this? There is a thing. I don't know if we have it. I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? I don't know if we have it here, but I did see this. And they honestly want you to believe that Joe Biden, who rescinded every single thing that Donald Trump did to close the border, somebody said it's Donald Trump's fault. I crap you not. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's unbelievable what these people think they can get away with. Joe Biden rescinded stay in Mexico policy. He rescinded building the wall. He practically ridiculed people who wanted to build the wall. He then put out a siren call to come into the country. They flooded in, and now he says, oh, you know what? We may need to go back to building the wall, stay in Mexico, etc. I'm going to fix it now. I broke it, and now I'm going to fix it. These people are crazy. They're more concerned about a Russian dissident who got killed. Well, look, if it's a humanitarian issue for the guy getting killed, I agree. I don't think Putin should be able to kill people, but if Putin killing that one person, just like the Saudis killed Khashoggi, and I don't know who Joe Biden's killed, I don't know who Barack Obama's killed, but I know this, there's no world leader that doesn't have blood on his hands. And Joe Biden's got a lot on his hands, because that vaccination is it killed a lot of people. His policies are killing a lot of people. Not taking care of veterans, veteran suicides. What about regular people's suicides? These people are dangerous, and they're dangerous. I wouldn't even call it ignorance, because it's not ignorance. It's intentional. It would be different if it were ignorant. You could go, God, he's just stupid. They're not being stupid. This is policy, what they're doing to us. And I love how that guy goes, democracy is on the line. Democracy is on the line. Putin knows it. Xi knows it. Oh, you mean the two people benefiting the most from a Biden presidency? You know why Putin said, I want Biden? Because he feasts during the time of Biden. China's helping him. Yeah, okay, so, oh, he's a pariah around the world. That absolute nonsense. This man is feasting. Russia's feasting. When Trump was in office, Putin's GDP was lower than it is today. But they make it sound like, oh, Joe Biden's waging war against Donald Trump, and this is what we have to have. We're, you know, for the sake of the world, it's for the sake of democracy. Let me tell you something. I don't know many Americans who fear Russia. When I was growing up, we feared Russia. I would love to know where Russia ranks on the list of fears these days.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The sacrifice that the American people, or that the Ukrainian people, have suffered in this war on their behalf, yes, on our behalf as well, is more than anybody could have asked of them, and they have fought magnificently. And all we have to do is send them $60 billion more dollars, and they can begin to unleash the kind of weapons that you're talking about. I don't know what the final outcome is going to be here.
That was a congressman who is going to want to send $60 billion to Ukraine in a war that we didn't authorize, that we don't even want to be fighting in, that Joe Biden started, and he doesn't care. It's not his money. It's your money. Oh, and you know what? I don't know whether it's going to help him win or not, but it's $60 billion. Now, we gave $50 billion to GM a while back, if you remember that, to bail out the auto industry. We knew what that money was supposed to be for. I didn't want to do it because I look at it as, you know what? Tesla didn't need $60 billion. They seem to be doing okay. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I don't know what any of this stuff is about, but here's what I will tell you. When somebody can say, look, let's send $60 billion, and I don't know if it's going to do any good, I got to wonder, do you really care about our money? Do you really care about us? Unbelievable how easy it is for these people to just say, what is it? $100 billion, let's allocate it. $250 billion, no problem. We're talking trillions. We are going to soon be in quadrillions. And nobody's going to blink. I remember if somebody talked about somebody spending $1 billion, what? You know, there was oversight and all that. Now we talk about $1 billion is a rounding error. I don't even know. What does it cost us now to manage the debt? I heard it's $1 trillion a year. Something like that. That's just the interest on the debt. And that's worse under Joe Biden because the interest rates are so high. Anyway, again, I'm glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to give you a couple of other things to think about. Rashida Tlaib wants to give homeless people under the age of 30 $1,400 a month for 3 years. The cost of that program is $180 billion. So I guess from 27 to 30, you can get $1,400. If you're homeless, you can get $1,400 a month. Now, I don't know what that's going to do for you. If she says, we're going to give you $1,400 a month and you have to provide community service or something to help somebody. And I'm talking about seriously help somebody. I see doing it. But they just want to give it to you. And I don't know. If you declare yourself homeless, but you've got a nice car, maybe you go to a friend's house to get dressed. I don't know. Look, I know this. People will couch surf. At under 30, it's really difficult to be homeless. I mean, unless you just don't have any friends. There are circumstances that I have no clue about. So I'm not trying to make this as definitive. I'm just saying, I think in many cases, it's self-inflicted. You can do something. Look, life is a struggle. I've already told you guys, worst year of my life was in 2014. I'm 2023. Why did I say 2014? I'm thinking about Ukraine and when they kicked off the war. 2023 under Joe Biden. And I've got a short amount of time to get things turned around. Or life will change dramatically for me. But I don't get discouraged. I look at it as, you know what? Life deals you lemons and, you know, as they say, you need to squirt some in somebody's eye you don't like. Now they say make lemonade. But you know what I'm talking about. So $1,400 a month for 3 years. Let me ask you, would you have liked to have gotten $1,400 of free dollars a month for 3 years? Now I know, Kevin, now you'd have to be homeless. There's too many workarounds. I know the loopholes. I know the conspirator's mind that says, how can I get this money? I won't let people know that I'm living. Now, think about it. If you got four people and you claim and they live in an apartment and one of them takes the residence, but you go live there. Three others live there. You all make $1,400. So you're making $4,200 a month. So you pay the rent for free and one guy is on the lease. Couldn't you get away with that? You see what I'm saying? I don't trust the government knows what to do. These programs sound okay. I mean, I could see somebody saying, look, if you're under 30, you're not making any money, you're homeless. We want to get you, figure out what's going on in your life. That's one thing. That's why I said make it part of a program. But I don't even want government doing programs because government doesn't do programs well. We're going to move on. We got a lot of topics. Here's one. Security jobs and gobs were given to illegals. And here's how it reads from the New York Post. Big Apple taxpayers are being fleeced out of millions of dollars thanks to rushed no-bid contracts doled out by Eric Adams, the mayor, to deal with the illegal crisis. They call it a migrant crisis. And this came from an audit. The deals inked under the city's emergency contracting system have allowed various for-profit companies to charge exorbitant rates for staffing at some migrant shelters with very little oversight and vetting. So the city allowed for for-profit companies to take advantage in an emergency, as they call as its nascency. And they're paying illegals for what it ends up costing is $90 an hour for these so-called security jobs. This is, you can go read this. You do not have to believe me. At $90 an hour. Now, I don't know about those, because the Democrats talk often about the jobs Americans don't want. At 90 bucks an hour, I think there's some people that would want those jobs. That's just me. But I think there's some people that would say, yeah, you know what? I think I'll have one of those jobs. I think I'd be okay with that. 90 bucks an hour. Would you? Well, I'm not going to ask my producers. 90 bucks an hour is a lot of money. That's $180,000 a year based on a 2,000 hour year. Would you do that job? I know a lot of people who would. So, I don't believe the hype. These people want to, and I get the rationalization, going back to the kids, giving these kids money. They want the universal basic income, where no matter what, if you're not working, you get a certain amount of money every month. That's what people say should just be your income no matter what. It's like an allowance. The taxpayers would pay you an allowance. And again, sounds good on paper. Everybody should have a little walking around money. It's like Fonnie Willis said, I always keep an extra $100 in case I'm going on a date and somebody say to me, I ain't going to give you a ride home unless you put out. Then I have my little $100 or whatever. Okay, yeah, Fonnie. I always keep cash. What about an app? What about Uber or Lyft? Couldn't they bail you out? I mean, there's an app for everything. So whether it's $60 billion to Ukraine, $180 billion for this project to give 3 years of $1,400 a month to under 30 homeless. And why under 30? It's an arbitrary number, isn't it? Let me tell you what will happen. It'll be under 30 right now, and then it'll be under 35. And then it'll be under 40. And then it'll be under 45 and 50, and then eventually it'll just cover all the homeless. And, well, we all may qualify, because we all may very well be homeless. Unbelievable what these people will do. And here's the bigger part of it. They're creating it. See, the war in Ukraine was created by Joe Biden. The money that Eric Adams has given out taxpayer money to illegals is created by leftists, people that call themselves sanctuary cities. Joe Biden's policies at the border, they create these problems. The problems in the inner city where these kids can't make it. These kids, you could be three or four to an apartment in New York. I mean, I don't know what it is now. It's been impacted by COVID, the COVID lies. But whatever it is, you can't. It's not like going to live in Nashville. In Nashville, you could probably afford a little apartment or something. You can't do it here. So they create a homeless situation, and they go, we're going to solve it by giving away somebody else's money. And Talita Rashid, or Rashida Tlaib, whatever her name is, she will act as if, you know, well, I'm paying taxes too. Yeah, but you're able to get over. They're able to pull the Nancy Pelosi tricks of insider trading and all these other things. The impact they feel is negligible. That's why I love the illegal thing that's going on in New York, because it's bringing up so many things. It's not a negligible problem. It's not anecdotal, number one. And number two, Eric Adams giving money to them and showing preference for them over citizens says it all.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.